This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. In the last couple of years, I've heard more and more people who have decided to overwinter their geraniums. So today, after seeing the University of Minnesota Extension jump into it, I thought I'd share their information. Full disclosure, I've not attempted this, but my sister did and had some success. Geraniums are a staple in our annual containers. They deliver over and over. So why not try to preserve them for next year like we do our cannas and gladiolas? Geraniums can be overwintered indoors by taking cuttings, potting up individual plants, or storing bare root plants in a cool, dry location. Do one or all of these things before the first frost. To treat them like bulbs, kinda, you can overwinter them as bare root plants. Again, before the first frost, dig them up, remove the soil from the roots, place one or two plants in a paper bag or hang them, and again, put in a cool, dry location. In March, you remove the shriveled foliage and pot them up, then place in a sunny window or artificial light, and when it's time to plant them outdoors, you should have nice-looking plants already. For cuttings, take 3 to 4 inch cuttings from the tip of the plants, remove the lower leaves, and dip them in rooting hormone. Stick the cuttings into a pot or flat with drainage holes containing vermiculite or a 50-50 mix of perlite and sphagnum peat moss. Make sure the cuttings are in far enough so they can stand on their own. Water till it drains out the bottom, then cover with plastic. Place in bright indirect light, and in about 6 weeks, they'll have a root system. Remove them and pot them up individually. Place in a sunny window till spring. For a lot more information, go to GardenBite.com. And find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.